Clowns singing karaoke so loud and lots of echo, and they really can't sing, you know. We had to sit down there and wash and endure. You're paying your money to buy food and sit, and they can't sing. They're giving you a headache. But we have to be polite and be quiet and sit. I kind of tired of faking it, you know what I mean? But especially now, when you pay money to go and see big shows and they're singing and they're lip singing. And you know, let me tell you something. There was one fella come up here the other day and performed for $1,500. The next time he was in town and we asked him to come perform somewhere else, you know, he wanted $3,000 to come and sing for 20 minutes. $3,000, and you know, he was already here. Last time he came and he did it for $15. And because of the promotion he got while in Toronto, made him so popular, another guy brought him in to sing in Toronto. They like to burn bridges. And let me tell you this something. Artists are some of the worst people to deal with. You know, they want the best five-star. They want VIP treatment. They want, I remember reading a writer, they don't even want to wait in the lobby. They must be rushed to a room. They don't want to wait and get checked in. Some of them had in the contract before massage, body massage and all kind of thing, you know. Some of them you had to buy ticket for the mother and father to come. Ask Paul Rampersad, he'll tell you. So it's not that somebody getting vexed, you know. Sometimes you have to stand up for some things, man. Oh gosh. And let them know we in Toronto is stupid. You're coming to sing, and you know who have to pay the price? You. Because they're squeezing the promoters. They're rude to the promoters. They have no respect for the... when I come, I don't want anybody to disturb me. I want to get this kind of food and that kind of food. Listen. And the kind of money they're asking for. I'd like to see our local artists reach to that level where they could really get some good money now. But listen, everybody sits on top for a while. And you know, while you're there, don't squeeze people like that. And I ask this question, how many of them have you seen performing and doing anything to give for flood relief or helping some poor people, doing a concert together, like collaborating and doing something to raise money? How many of them? They're big on the backs of the fans and supporters of the culture. But when time to give a little, big money. And yes, they're treating it as a full-time job. They need to be paid. Anybody think, any artist only remember who's the fakest? They're smiling and calling your family and beating up the chest. And as you move, you turn the face, the smile go on. Anybody know anybody like that? Anyway, so nobody will get me back. Don't worry. Hey, let me start. They say blame the promoters. You know what? All right. Again, I'm not... Don't get hurt with me. I'm vexed and thing, you know. But I want to ask all of this one. I'll ever notice there's certain pundits and imams. I have qualified this by saying a lot of different things. All them pundits and imams and some of them, right? When you do the preaching, watch what they're doing. Only watching the phone. They're playing the harmonium and they're stopping to fix the phone. I don't know any pundit like that. There's a certain pundit just now, I think he should get his own plane. That man fly. I want to know, we really, the pundits we have in this country and in Guyana and in New York, we really had to fly people out of Trinidad and to come out with a little group now to perform. To perform, I say, not to read, not to give a good kata, not to share knowledge. And some of these guys are so young. I mean, what happened to the older guys? The guys who read from the Vedas and give scriptures, not taking the new tunes. We know what they do. They sing the bhajan, the new tune, so you like it, you know? I bet you one of these days you might hear Radhika tune singing, you know? Hey, boy, I'm not vexed. Although, don't get me vexed now. Don't say that. I'm not. All right? I'm telling it as it is. Somebody need to speak and let them know. Honestly, we need to stop it, you know what I mean? So, Olive, please don't call me and tell me, Richard, you're calling about this. But Olive, think, open our eyes. One fellow was telling me, a pundit came back in. And you see, when they do another question, I could call names after. Go back and say, put so anything. And when they watch the envelope, they come back and say, don't ever call me back here. And that is how it is. I mean, yes, long time used to get a little, you know, a little this, a little that. Today they have a set price. And now they bring in the group, the one, the own song guy, because they had to put the little sitar. And again, guys, who you know I'm speaking the truth. Allah, don't get vexed with me. Here we go with singing Sandra. Voices from the ghetto. Love me or hate me, only know I'm talking the truth. I want to play this one. This is a nice singing, Sandra. Listen to the words on this one. Take a listen. Now, I just heard from a popular musician out of New York. And what, they listened to the program, and I'm hoping they would get the message out to people. You know, even when you collaborate with them, you have to pay them big money. Let me tell you, you have to pay these artists big money to get a little drop, a little collab with them and things. And when they go on stage to sing with them, they're telling them, just mime, just mime. I mean, these are things that I've seen and know for a fact. I'm not making this up. And if they want to sue Richard Aziz for saying that, I'll bring witness. I have nice court clothes. Don't worry. But it's the truth. They have to stop. We need to put a stop to it. Let them know. I will die with my dignity. This is singing Sandra. Hey, well, the thing starts in Guyana, eh? You see that cricket carnival thing? Mm-hmm. K.I. and Ravi B. mashed it up last night.
They want to see where your doctor never. They want to do where your husband never.
Hey, we want to say hello to our friends out in Peterborough. I'm glad to see so many of you agreeing with me, and I know you don't want to put yourself on the line, and I agree, but honestly, who should we blame? Should we blame the promoters? Should we blame the temples that are bringing in some of these Starboy pundits to fill up? Who should we blame? I believe is you. You the people. We the ones who go out there and sit and look in awe and take pictures and make them feel like celebrities. You know, I remember interviewing somebody on this radio and I asked them which they would be preferred to call by their qualification title or their handle as a pundit. They said they wanted the other title. That's fine. And to me, a pundit is a teacher, right? And they're trying to guide us to attain the highest form of moksha, right? And I think that's the noblest, like any teacher even. So they should be put up really and treated so special because they're giving us knowledge for a better life. But is it now becoming more entertainment? Is it because of the short concentration span that we have? We could only watch a 2 minutes TikTok to get something. I remember somebody comparing Trinidad or the Caribbean pujas with that of when you go to India. You could go to India and there are places where they would do a puja quickly in 5 minutes, 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes. And they were saying how, you know, Trinidadians, at least this is the conversation I was involved with, and they were saying it's so our culture, it has been capitalized. The way it was then, we continue to practice it now. Are we being influenced now by what? This time rush, we have to get through the short version of this thing. We can't do it the long way anymore. And people were saying they went to a Ramayana, and they didn't hear anything of the Ramayana, really. They were only talking about the pundit travel experience and singing, and a lot of singing, satsang, more than, you know, sharing from the books. So you listening would know that you guys have these conversations in the cricket field, in the garages, in the barber shop. You guys know all the talk about this. But somebody needs to tell and let them know that we know. We're a little bit tired of it. What happened to the regular pundits that we have here? What? Because they're old and no longer? The voice is not sweet enough? Anyway, I don't know if any pundits lip sing. I wouldn't go so far. I think they come and they sing nice and thing. But talking about singing, let me put on this fella. Listen, this song is a classic indeed. And you know, to know that when you hear this song for the first time, we were growing up with this song and we thinking, we never knew it was going to be a classic, a hit. This is indeed a true classic. Sometimes just hearing a piece of the music, you know what's coming, and everybody go in a rave, really. So, want to say hello and welcome if you're just joining us. Anybody know the song? All right, that's Gypsy Boys. We're talking about Gypsy. How about this one?
I don't have to stay at home. I don't have to answer phone. I could have any girl in my car. Oh, I could be single forever.
I believe this is the only band that is really playing real live music because they enjoy it and they are trained. They know this stuff. Apart from that, K.I. can lip sync. You see, if Kia had to lip sync, you don't need to lip sync because the crowd has finished his song. Kia would just go there now and just put a mic in front of the crowd. That is it. And they're singing to the beat of the tune and the band playing live, eh? Well, you know, if you're single and you can't cook, you need to go to a good restaurant. Check them out at Twilight. 55 Nugget Avenue, unit number 12 in Scarborough. You want to call ahead, 416-754-6894. 416-754-6894. Our next bad tune. Now this fella is really, you know, he really, really working hard indeed. I see them last night trying to play Ravi B and K.I. and they're going Bodo and all kind of thing, boy. They're trying, I think. But listen, this song that he used another tune, but the lyrics is just, out of this world. This guy, anybody know him? Mr. Vakadi Singh. Another one, you see that Tony Kotz guy, keep an eye on him. You know, at first, singing with this kind of electronic voice and thing. But he loves singing and he has been working at it and been really, really improving himself. And that guy, I think he's going to go a long way.
Saying I ain't too
Well, we have a 65th birthday to celebrate. A longtime friend to this program, a loyal listener indeed. We want to say hello and welcome to Zina out in Hamilton. Well, dear friends, Amir and Shalima want to wish you a happy birthday on this year's 65th birth anniversary. And we have the boss himself. Are you ready for this one? This is a real nice tune, I find. I really, it's on growing on me and more and more. And this one, you know, we need Indar Kanhai and Anil Beam has been in the back for a while. Don't know what's happening. Well, Anil Beam has been working as an announcer with 103 and, of course, busy and, you know, family life and everything. Indar Kanhai used to be 90.5, no longer, and still I'm not sure if we get the wedding gigs and stuff like that. But these guys, we need them to come back out, man. I mean, maybe with some competition we would start having. You see, when you kind of have a monopoly on it, where everybody booking you and you're coming out and you have the price just going sky high, then I'm talking about this because it's disgusting the amount of money and the rider, what they request, the kind of music, the kind of this, they want the best. They want coconut water, they want massage, they want a certain car. Yeah. They want to... And one of the things that got me surprised, somebody didn't even want to wait in the lobby. They must be rushed to the room. They have to get certain, $75, $80 a meal. They need to get... a certain kind of car to take them to the gig. They mustn't interact with fans when they get there. They need to relax. They need a green room. Okay. So much. And you know, that's normal with a normal contract. But some of these guys really put some ridiculous, ridiculous requests. So Shalima, sending this one out to you and Amir and with the birthday girl and her husband Abdul, all the folks out in Hamilton. Mr. Beam.
The vocalist is here. The Indian antenna is here.
Hey, you know I'm a proud Indian, all you know that? I love my Indian music. I love my Indian culture. I love my Indian people. This song is 3 minutes 21 seconds. Short and sweet. In other words, it's just nice. It's just nice. No, I am working for Anil Beam all year, just like
the Indian antenna is here.
Let the dancing begin.
Nazare.
रहे हैं हम यहाँ
Well, we have some Brother Alim is celebrating his birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday, Brother Alim. Greetings are coming to you from Faruqi and the entire family circle from Barakpur and all of us here at Shabnam Radio. Alim, we also remember him from Radio Dawa and a gentleman I can always call on. Brother Alim, happy, happy birthday. Vocalist in the dollar like that tune? I ain't hearing from nobody again. Everybody stop listening to the radio now. I know what happened. Somebody get them vexed. Hey, Sandy Ganesh, how are you? Of course, taking some time to remember her uncle, Joseph Nanku, who left us a couple of years ago. We'd get to that in a little bit, but I want to find a nice song to play for Alim. Hey, Lim, you know, hope you like this one. I know Sister Shireen and Sister Rose and Brother Nazul would love this one and they want to wish you a happy birthday. Brother Nazul, tell your driver, tell your Uber driver, turn up the volume. Come, let me go. Brother Faruqi, love you, my brother. They're all heading down to the wedding and they're looking so nice. Look at Sister Shireen and Sister Rose, how they're blushing. Watch.
जब हम नींद से जागे आंख तुम्हीं से चार हुई रात कली एक ख्वाब में आई और गले का हार हुई चाहे कहो इसे मेरी मोहब्बत चाहे हंसी में खबर नहीं हो सके तुम ही बता दो चाहे कहो इसे मेरी मोहब्बत चाहे हंसी में उड़ा दो ये क्या हुआ मुझे मुझको खबर नहीं हो सके तुम ही बता दो तुमने कदम तो रखा जमीन पर सीने में क्यों झनकार हुई रात कली.
Well, Brother Alim Ali is originally from Barakpur and he used to host Muslim Perspective and of course a chartered accountant and someone that always supports us here on Radio Shabnam. Sometime I have a decision to make, he's that, you know, that two onks that always lead me on the right side. I want to wish you again happy birthday and I have a song picked out for you. He was the gentleman responsible for taking Ashok Al Rasool and so many of the big bands out to Europe, to the Caribbean and to Toronto. Well, happy birthday with Allah's Choices Blessing. I've picked out this one for you. Done here by the late Rizvi Rajkumar Rizvi. Muslim Inspirational Songs. Hope you like this one. Again, greetings are coming to you from Farooq, Shireen, Nazul, and Sister Rose, and all at the Saida Khatija Center. Happy birthday, Lim.
Oh,
Happy birthday, Alim Ali, and thank you for all the service you have been giving to your community. May Allah reward you indeed. Well, we have a little selection here now to share. As we remember the late Joseph Nanku. Joseph Nanku was another gentleman hailing from Hermitage Village, South Trinidad, and of course, he was a very vibrant figure in the Scarborough area when it came to cricket, soccer, and All Fools, at least. He was a loving, loving uncle to Sandy and all his nieces and nephews, and of course to his darling wife, Merle. We would always remember him. We'd always miss him. Wanted to play this next selection in his loving memory, and to you, Sister Merle, and your family, especially Sandy and the gang, let's remember the fun, happy times. As I dedicate this next, a beautiful song, by the way, in his loving memory. Wait. Next song. All right. Now, you know the songs we play here is just so that everybody could sing along. So let's go. Everybody should know this one, Chowda Vika Chan. Done here by the late Nazimul Khan, and you're listening to Shabnam Radio with yours truly, Mamu Richard Aziz.
Chaudhvi ka chand ho, ya aftab ho, jo bhi ho tum khuda ki kasam, la jawab ho. Chaudhvi ka chand ho zulfe hai jaise कांधों पे बादल झुके हुए जुबे है जैसे कांधों पे बादल झुके हुए आके है जैसे मैं के प्याले भरे हुए मस्ती है जिसमें प्यार की तू वो शराब हो चौदवी का चांद हो या आफताब हो जो भी हो तुम खुदा की कसम लाजवाब हो चौदवी का चांद हो
In loving memory of the late Joseph Nanku, who left us 2 years ago.
चेहरा है जैसे झील में हंसता हुआ कमल चेहरा है जैसे झील में हंसता हुआ कमल या जिंदगी के साज पे चेहरी चौदवी का चांद हो या आफताब हो जो भी हो तुम खुदा की कसम लाजवाब हो चौदवी का चांद हो
फोटों पे खेलती है तबसुम के बिजलियां फोटों पे खेलती है तबसुम के बिजलियां सजदे तुम्हारी शबाब हो चौदवी का चांद हो या आफताब हो जो भी हो तुम खुदा की कसम लाजवाब हो चौदवी का चांद
The Devi Mandir of 2590 Brook Road, Pickering, invites you to Shraddh Navratri 2022. Come with your family to our 9 nights of devotional service to the Universal Ma Durga, starting from September 26th and ending on October 4th. With Vijay Dakshmi, Durga Ashtami and Kanya Puja will be done on October 2nd. Puja and Abhishek will be done daily from 5 p.m. and Katha from 7 to 9 p.m. nightly. Please join with Pandit Jagu Gosai, a head priest and spiritual leader of the Devi Mandir, along with Pandit Girish Kali and other pundits from the Mandir, in worship of the universal Ma Durga as one big family. Call 905-686-8534 or visit our website at www.devimandir.com. The Devi Mandir is located at 2590 Brook Road, Pickering. Dhanyavad. Jai Mata Di.
Six beauties, six countries, one big pageant, the inaugural Miss Cricket Carnival 2022. See delegates from Barbados, Trinidad and Tobago, Guyana, St. Lucia, St. Kitts and Nevis, and Jamaica vying for the crown and $10,000 on Monday, September 26th at the National Cultural Center. Come out and support the delegates as they compete in their evening gowns, national costumes, and swimwear. Tickets are $2,000, $2,500, and $3,000. And are sold at the National Cultural Center. Which country will walk away with the crown at the first ever Miss Cricket Carnival 2022?
That's why Mrs. Give me the Caribbean girls. I love me Caribbean girls.
Hampton Crematorium and Visitation Center provides a complete range of cremation and memorial services. With customized exclusive facilities, Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center, together with Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Center, two facilities serving one community. Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center, Titi Bramwin Court in Brampton, and Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Center, 384 Finlay Avenue in Ajax. Call us at 905-458-2222 and speak to our funeral director, available 24 hours, 7 days a week. The International Muslim Organization invites you to come out on Saturday, October 1st to their drive-thru and pick-up dinner. Come and enjoy a delicious Afghani dinner for only $20. Net proceeds goes towards the IMO operating expense. Call Brother Amir Ali, 416-258-2442, and reserve your tickets now. Remember the date, Saturday, October 1st, from 2 to 5 p.m. Until then, assalamu alaikum.
Caribbean Showtime will be live every Sunday morning. Join us this Sunday for Caribbean Sunshine, shining the light on people and issues in our community from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on all IPTV boxes, Amazon Fire Sticks, Roku, and www.caribbeanshowtime.com.
West Indian Friends with Care celebrates their 20th anniversary with a night of soca, chutney, and parang, featuring the king of the stage, K.R.
I could be single forever.
Rakesh Yankaran. Plus Brian Mohan, Randy B, LVL Exodus, Maestre and Friends, and DJ Navi. Saturday, October 29th, 6 p.m. at the Arrows Convention Center. 2360 Lockdown Drive, Mississauga. A night of soca, chutney, and parang with West Indian Friends that Care. It's not who we are, it's the difference we make. For info and tickets, call 416-568-5838.
Jazz Supermarket in Brampton is the preferred place to shop for all your Caribbean grocery needs. You are guaranteed fresh fruits and vegetables as shipments arrive twice a week. Whether you're sending a barrel, money, or just need to find a certain ingredient to get that back home taste, Jazz Supermarket has it all. You can even stock up with poultry or meat from the halal meat counter, CDs, gift items, or fresh bread and pastries from the bakery. Caribbean jewelry and ready-made casual clothing now available. Come visit Jazz Supermarket, 9025 Torbram Road at the corner of Queen and Torbram in Brampton, where friendly service awaits you.
And now this breaking news just in. The famous Roti Roti Toonie Tuesday is back. That's right, you heard it here first. The $2 Toonie Tuesday is back at Roti Roti for limited time only. Check them out from this Tuesday for the Toonie Tuesday at Roti Roti. Call or pick up 416-745-9208. Roti Roti, where no roti is made before it's time.
From Caribbean Showtime TV to Shabnam Radio, you're in the company of one of the hardest working broadcasters in Toronto, Richard Aziz on Shabnam Radio. Hey, I'm Shamji, reminding you that coming up between 4 and 6 is TBZ, the Bollywood Zone. See you soon. Stay here on Shabnam Radio.
Ek pyaasa tujhe main kaan diye jaata hai
जाते जाते दिए नजराना दिए जाता है.
Hey Devika, this one is for Derry, so turn up the volume, all right? Shabdam Radio, the last 15 minutes. Here we go. Also want to send this out to Sandra and Krish. Hope you guys are having a good weekend so far.
बाजी किसी ने प्यार की जीती हार दी. बाजी किसी ने प्यार की जीती हार दी. जैसे गुजर सकी ये शबे गम गुजार दी. बाजी किसी ने प्यार की जीती हार दी. साहिल करेगा याद उसी नाम राध को. साहिल करेगा याद उसी नाम राध को. है कष्टी खुशी से जिसने भवर में लुटार दी. जैसे गुजर साकी ये शबे गम गुजार दी. बाजी किसी ने प्यार की जीती यहाँ.
Hey to Wendy Macedo, we got to keep moving. We have to leave on time. Just saying, you know what I mean? We have a wedding to go to, so wedding starts at 4 o'clock. So Brother Faruqi, tell him we're coming, but we're a little late.
दुनिया का क्या है उसने सदा पात्र बार दी. जैसे गुजर साकी ये शबे गम गुजार दी. बाजी
Well, with music like this, I feel, I wonder, you know, I play it for my friend Franklin Ramlochan. I hope he's listening. I know you would like this kind of tune. And also, we want to say hello to folks at Abraham and Sita Ventures Car and Truck Rental. Right now, I have a song for Sister Aklima. Mom, hope you're having a good day. And of course, all the kids want to say how much they so love you and send their salams, okay? So hope you and Sherry enjoying the program and relaxing. I got a message earlier from Sally saying that she's going to a baseball game but wanted to play a song for you to say how much she loves you. Well, I have this one lineup. And to all the kids, you know, guys, your children would grow up so quickly. I think you know that. Pretty soon, after school and all that, and those of you in school and finding it a little difficult in adjusting, know that we love you and you are there for a better education and to make us all proud, and we will do everything in our powers to take care of you, all right? So, hope you're enjoying yourself this weekend. Relax and enjoy this next item. Again, sending it out also to Sister Klima and to all the children listening. Bless all the little children indeed. And also the parents, okay, mommy and daddy, we thank you for listening and sharing your time with us this weekend. Don't forget tomorrow morning, I'm on television from 11. The first half hour will be a lecture by Sheikh Faisal of the Islamic Forum of Canada. His lecture would include a talk on King Charles III and his view on Islam and Muslims. Very interesting lecture. Take a look. That's at www.caribbeanshowtime.com. For those of you with the IPTV box, again, you can find us under Caribbean. Look for Caribbean Showtime. But if not, you could simply go to caribbeanshowtime.com. Well, I want to play one more song before we go, so let's get this one in as quickly as possible. A beautiful one indeed. And this one going out to all our beautiful Shabnam listeners. You know, we keep saying we have the best-looking listeners anywhere. You know that, right? And I don't lie. You don't believe me? Go watch yourself in a mirror. Tell me what you see. Thank you for listening, everybody.
Bye. You are listening to WTUR 770 AM, Youngstown, Toronto.
The views expressed on the preceding program may not necessarily be those of the owner or management of WTOR radio station.
The most glorious. The most exciting. The most star-studded evening is returning for its 8th edition. Hum Awards, once again in Canada. On 24th September 2022, First Ontario Centre. To book your tickets, log on to www.ticketmaster.ca. For Canadian sponsorship, please call 905-849-5551 or log on to humawards.ca.
UK, Switzerland, ate Italy to baad, Khalistan referendum diyan votaan da agla pada, Canada. ਕੈਨੇਡਾ ਵਿੱਚ ਖਾਲਿਸਤਾਨ ਦੀਆਂ ਵੋਟਾਂ ਦਾ ਪਹਿਲਾ ਸੈਂਟਰ ਬ੍ਰੈਂਪਟਨ ਵਿੱਚ ਲੱਗੇਗਾ। ਬ੍ਰੈਂਪਟਨ ਵਿੱਚ ਖਾਲਿਸਤਾਨ ਦੀਆਂ ਵੋਟਾਂ 18 ਸਪਟੈਂਬਰ ਦਿਨ ਐਤਵਾਰ ਨੂੰ ਗੌਰ ਰੋਡ ਤੇ ਸਥਿਤ ਗੌਰ ਮੈਡੋਜ਼ ਕਮਿਊਨਿਟੀ ਸੈਂਟਰ ਵਿੱਚ ਸਵੇਰੇ 9 ਵਜੇ ਤੋਂ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਸ਼ਾਮ ਦੇ 5 ਵਜੇ ਤੱਕ ਪੈਣਗੀਆਂ। ਹੋਰ ਜਾਣਕਾਰੀ ਲਈ ਸੰਪਰਕ ਕਰੋ 437-423-2669 ਜਾਂ 437-423-2666।
ਆਪਣੀ ਕਮਿਊਨਿਟੀ ਦਾ ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਵੱਡਾ ਵਧੀਆ ਕੁਆਲਿਟੀ ਵਾਲਾ ਤੇ ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਪੁਰਾਣਾ ਸੋਢੀ ਫਰਨੀਚਰ ਹਰ ਘਰ ਦੀ ਪਹਿਚਾਣ ਬਣ ਚੁੱਕਿਆ ਹੈ।
ਉਹ ਫਿਰ ਬਣੇ ਵੀ ਕਿਉਂ ਨਾ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਬੈਡਰੂਮ ਸੈੱਟ, ਸੋਫਾ ਸੈੱਟ, ਮੈਟ੍ਰੈਸਸ, ਡਾਈਨਿੰਗ ਟੇਬਲ, ਡੈਕੋਰੇਟਿਵ ਆਈਟਮਸ, ਗੱਲ ਕੀ ਜੀ, ਸਾਰੇ ਘਰ ਦਾ ਫਰਨੀਚਰ ਵਧੀਆ ਕੁਆਲਿਟੀ ਤੇ ਡਿਸਕਾਊਂਟਡ ਪ੍ਰਾਈਸ ਤੇ ਮਿਲ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਸੋਢੀ ਫਰਨੀਚਰ ਤੋਂ 3 ਸਾਲ ਲਈ 9 ਵਿਆਜ।
142 ਕੈਨੇਡੀ ਰੋਡ, ਬ੍ਰੈਂਪਟਨ, 905-874-7171।
ٹرک کا گھومتا پہیا کینیڈا کی معیشت کی ترقی کا ضامن۔ آپ کا ٹرک سڑکوں پر راج کرے اور کینیڈا کی معیشت ترقی کی راہ پر گامزن رہے۔ ٹرک مینول یا پھر آٹومیٹک، ٹرک کی بہترین سروس کے لیے کوئک ٹرک لیو تھرو آؤٹ انٹیریو، نو اپوائنٹمنٹ نیڈیڈ، ڈرائیو تھرو فیسلٹی، ون سٹاپ شاپ۔ اب تیسری لوکیشن ایگزٹ 579 فرام ہائی وے 401 ان نیپنی، کوئک ٹرک لیو 519-622-0660, quicktrucklube.com।
परिवार ही सब कुछ है, दुनिया भर में अब उनके साथ जुड़ना थोड़ा आसान हो गया है। अब जब आप CIBC ग्लोबल मनी ट्रांसफर भेजते हैं तो